The Amelia County Board of Supervisors was expecting a crowd, so they moved the meeting to the local high school auditorium.
Don't tread on Amelia.
Hundreds streamed inside, many stopping to buy a t-shirt from Lisa Wilkinson.
Because it's important to present a united front, and I think that when you have custom shirts made, that we look at like a group. You guys need shirts? Don't tread on Amelia.
Yeah.
$20, what size?
John Keller and his buddy came from neighboring Chesterfield County to be a part of that united front.
It's important that we all bound together to continue the rights that we have as our God-given rights from our founding fathers of this U.S. Constitution.
According to the Virginia Citizens Defense League, a pro-gun rights group, more than 60 localities have now passed resolutions of support for gun rights, from Chesapeake to Prince William County to far western Scott County. The movement comes as Democrats are poised to take control of the state legislature for the first time in decades. They've promised to pass gun control measures, like requiring background checks for gun purchases and a ban on assault-style rifles. Attorney General Mark Herring says if the laws pass, they will be enforced and followed.
What we're talking about are the kind of common-sense gun safety laws that will save lives and make our communities safer.
But for residents in parts of rural Virginia, there's a sense that the new Democratic majority may be about to overstep its bounds.
We can't depend on people in Northern Virginia to protect us out here in the woods of Amelia County. It's just not going to happen.
Troy Carter says he's proud of his friends and family for showing up and fighting for what he calls their God-given rights. He blames voters in more populated areas, like Richmond and Northern Virginia, for electing politicians who he says want to interfere in his community.
So while we've been working hard, paying our taxes and doing what we're supposed to do, there's other people that have been trying to do social things in these areas, and now it's come to our footstep, it's come to our doors.
Carter hopes the resolution sends a message to lawmakers. Richard Schrager at the University of Virginia says that's really the best supporters can hope for. The resolutions aren't legally binding because state law trumps local law.
A citizen in one of these places can't say, well, we just aren't going to abide by state law.
Still, Virginia communities do have a history of choosing not to enforce mandates from a higher authority. Think massive resistance to Supreme Court-ordered school integration in the 1950s. Ernest McGowan at the University of Richmond says the Second Amendment sanctuary movement shouldn't be underestimated.
And this is just another iteration of the same kind of phenomenon.
A strong and unwavering support for the rights of citizens.
Back in Amelia, the board votes unanimously to become Virginia's latest Second Amendment sanctuary. After the vote, people step up to the stage, doling out hearty handshakes to their board members.
Thank you very much. Very well spoken.
Thank you, buddy.
Board member Carol Barnard tells them all it's the most important vote he's taken in his 50 years in local government. In Amelia, I'm Mallory Nopane.